The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "In praying, do not babble like the pagans, who think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This is how you are to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. If you forgive others their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions." The Gospel of the Lord. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. There are some people who take that to such an extreme degree that they don't ask anything. And we probably all heard people say, "Well, you know, God already knows what I need, right? Why do I need to ask him?" You remember our Lord at the Last Supper. He says to his apostles, "Up until now, you have asked nothing in my name." Right? I want you to ask things of me. You remember St. Therese of Lisieux, when she would pray, she said, "Our prayers, they ought to be high as the sky or deep as the netherworld. We should ask great things from God." I remember our Blessed Mother when she appeared to St. Catherine Lambert, and her fingers were covered with rings, and they were all studded with gems. And she had the world at her feet, and rays were emanating forth from the gems, but not from all of them. And St. Catherine looks up at her and she says, "Mother Mary, why don't all the gems have light flowing from them?" She said, "Because those are the graces that no one has asked of me." Does our Lord want us to ask graces? Absolutely. But what does he say? When you do, you don't need to be verbose about it, right? You don't need to go on and on. What happens when we ramble on in prayer? What do you feel when you're standing next to somebody and they're rambling on in prayer? It exhausts you. Oh my gosh, right? It actually wearies the soul. And oftentimes when we're going on and on in asking something, there's a certain degree of pride that we like listening to ourselves. God knows what we need before you ask. Your prayers don't have to be long and extended. It's oftentimes those short, quick prayers that pierce the heart of God. And what happens when we pray that way is our own hearts are set aflame. Why does our Lord want us to ask things of him? Because he wants us to cooperate in the salvation of the world. Because when we ask things of him, it's a posture of humility. And he can't refuse humility. It's the relation that we ought to have with him. That we would not pray unless we had faith. You read the lives of the saints, they ask great things of God because they had great faith. And it's that faith that moves mountains. Because when we pray, our own hearts are set aflame. Last night I was visiting a man in a nursing home who has very little time left to live and who's been far from God for a long time. And I remember just real quickly from my heart saying, "You know, God, save this man." And my soul was enkindled just with this quick prayer. He wants us to pray so that our hearts are set aflame. And lastly, because our prayer lives are not our own, when we are prompted to pray, it's because the Holy Spirit is moving in us. Jesus is interceding to the Father in and through us.